Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 8th of July, the middle of the week, and after two deliberately quiet heads-down days, the labs have all decided to show up at once. This is a fuller morning than the last few have been, more announcements than papers, more stage than workshop. So grab your coffee, get settled, and let me walk you through four of them. First up, the biggest thing on the board this morning, Meta shipped a new image model called Muse Image, and previewed a companion video model, Muse Video. This is the first image model to come out of Meta's newly consolidated superintelligence labs. And the interesting part isn't just that Meta is back in the generative media race, it's how this thing works. Muse Image doesn't map your prompt straight to pixels the way most image generators do. It behaves like an agent. While it's generating, it can call search and coding tools to get the details right. It can look at its own draft and refine it, and it can spend more compute at inference time on a hard prompt to push the quality up. If that sounds familiar, it should. It's the same move reasoning language models made, where you get a better answer by letting the model think longer, except here the thing coming out the other end is a picture on what it can actually do. Meta emphasizes faithful instruction following, precise editing of specific regions, and composing a single image out of several reference photos. It also draws on Instagram for social context, so it can ground a generation in real people, places, and styles. The video model, Muse Video, is still a preview, but Meta describes it as competitive on prompt adherence, visual fidelity, and temporal consistency, and it generates a native audio track alongside the video, rather than bolting sound on afterward. And Meta did not soft launch this. Muse Image is live today, in the Meta AI app, on meta.ai, in Instagram stories in the United States, and in WhatsApp direct messages in a limited set of countries, with Facebook coming. It's free for consumers with heavier use sitting behind the subscription plans Meta rolled out in May. One widely shared tally after the launch put Meta at the top of the current image and video model rankings, which, if it holds up, is a real turnaround for a company whose generative efforts had mostly been written off as behind. There is one wrinkle worth naming plainly. Some users pushed back almost immediately over Muse Image drawing on their own Instagram photos for that social context feature, which raises real questions about consent and data use that Meta will have to answer as the feature spreads. That's about where the grounding data comes from, not about how the images look. But it's exactly the kind of friction that decides how fast a feature like this gets adopted. Moving on to our second story, and staying right on the frontier, OpenAI said on Tuesday that it will make its GPT 5.6 family generally available on Thursday. This is a set of three models: Sol, the flagship, Terra, a cheaper option, and Luna, the fastest and most cost-efficient of the three. OpenAI is calling Sol its strongest model yet, and notably, the capabilities it's leading with are agentic ones: better performance on coding, on biology, and on cybersecurity tasks. Rather than a single headline benchmark score, that framing tells you where the competition has moved. Models are being measured as tool-using agents now, not as one-shot answer machines. The way this family is being released is part of the story. GPT 5.6 was previewed back in late June, but it did not go to everyone. At the request of the United States government, OpenAI shipped it first to about 20 trusted partner organizations, behind a government safety review, with broad availability promised in the coming weeks. Thursday is that broad opening. Reporting around the preview also described an ultra mode that spawns sub-agents to split up the work. Cost savings concentrated in the Terra tier, and a risk flag raised by an independent evaluation group during that review. I'm reporting the timeline as it stands. A frontier model going through an explicit government review step on its way to release. The pricing gives you a clean read on how OpenAI is positioning each tier. Per 1 million tokens, Sol is $5 in and $30 out. Terra is $2.50 in, 15 out. And Luna is $1 in, 6 out. So you can trade capability against cost inside a single family instead of switching vendors. And on serving speed, OpenAI said it's bringing Sol onto Cerebras hardware at up to 750 tokens per second this month, an unusually high number and one that matters most for agents, where a single task can fan out into many chained model calls and the latency stacks up fast. Set this next to the Meta release from the same week, and the picture is clear. The big labs are launching on top of each other again, and the axes they're competing on are agentic capability, how fast you can serve the model, and how finely you can price it. Third this morning, a piece of interpretability research from Anthropic that I found genuinely striking. The claim, in plain terms, is that a language model keeps a small, privileged set of internal representations that it can actually report on, control, and reason with, sitting on top of a much larger volume of automatic processing that it can't introspect at all. The team calls this privileged subspace the J space, and the specifics are what make it interesting. It accounts for no more than about 10% of the model's activation variance, and it shows up only in the middle block of the network, not spread across every layer. To find it, they introduce a method they call the Jacobian lens, which isolates the internal directions that encode a token the model could put into words next, content the model has genuine causal access to, and separates those from the bulk of the activity that shapes the output without ever being available for the model to describe. They draw a deliberate parallel to an idea from cognitive science called global workspace theory, where a small buffer holds the contents a mind can broadcast and talk about, while most of the neural processing stays outside it. The point of the analogy is that the question of which internal states a model can actually verbalize turns out to be something you can measure in the geometry, rather than something you have to infer from behavior alone. Here's the result that elevates this from a description into something with teeth. When they train the model to articulate ethical principles at the exact moment it was interrupted, that intervention improved its behavior in ordinary, uninterrupted situations too. Even though there was no direct training on that everyday behavior, the interpretation is that shaping the contents of this small, verbalizable workspace propagates outward into the model's automatic processing. In other words, the workspace is a lever. Touch the part the model can talk about, and you move parts it can't. This extends a thread Anthropic's interpretability team has been pulling for over a year, from extracting interpretable features with sparse autoencoders, through their late 2025, finding that models can introspect on some of their internal states. This new work localizes where that introspective access actually lives, how much of the network it covers, and it points at something practically useful for safety. If the workspace is small and legible, then intervening on it might be an efficient way to steer how a model behaves. And for our fourth and final story this morning, a paper out of SenseTime that takes a big swing at how computer vision is organized. The idea is to treat all of vision as one unified generation problem. Instead of building a separate specialized model, one for object detection, another for segmentation, another for depth, you express every one of these tasks in the native text and image generation space of a single model. Their system, called SenseNova Vision, takes a natural language instruction plus an optional visual prompt, and then produces the answer as text when the output is symbolic, as an image when the output is a dense spatial map, or as a mix of the two for compositional tasks. No task-specific heads, no architectural surgery for each new problem. To train it, they convert a whole range of standard computer vision annotations into instruction and response examples that live in those generation spaces, building a corpus that spans text, image, and mixed targets. Then, they start from an off-the-shelf, pre-trained multimodal model and train mostly on that corpus, mixing in some general data to keep the model's broad capabilities intact. The single model that comes out covers detection, optical character recognition, key point estimation, segmentation, depth, surface normals, point maps, and camera pose estimation, and it handles instructions that combine category, color, and region cues. The headline claim is the one that matters. This one unified model matches leading task-specialized systems across structured understanding, dense geometric prediction, segmentation, and multi-view geometry. If that holds up, the significance isn't any single score. It's the demonstration that the hard, geometric parts of vision, not just captioning and visual question answering, can be folded into a general purpose generative model without bespoke machinery for each task. They've released both the model and the corpus, so the claim of matching the specialists should be straightforward for others to check. The honest caveats are the usual ones for a unification paper. Whether the parity holds at the difficult tail of each task, and how the inference cost compares to the small, fast specialist models it wants to replace. Here's what the morning adds up to. Two of the biggest labs shipped or broadened frontier systems within the same few days, Meta's Agentic Image and Video Generator, and OpenAI's GPT 5.6 family going broad. A third piece from SenseTime pushes in a different direction, not a bigger model, but a simpler map, folding all of computer vision into a single generative system. And the fourth, from Anthropic, is the counterweight to all that capability. The patient work of figuring out which of a model's own computations it can actually see. The frontier getting wider and more unified on one side, and more legible on the other. The full digest has the rest of the day's reading. The world model papers, the chip news, the defense moves. If you want to go further, I'll be back tomorrow morning. Until then, be well. And if any of these four lands in your lane, go read the source.